It's 7:00 PM and we're going to start with the planning board meeting. Before we start, we do the Pledge of Allegiance. Board Member Wong, will you guide us? Thank you.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for leading it. With that, we start officially the meeting and first we'll do roll call.
Yes, good evening. Board Member Sue.
Here.
Board Member Hom.
Here.
Board Member Ruiz.
Here.
Board Member Wang.
Here.
Board Member Saheba.
Present.
And Vice President Ariza.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum, we have one absence.
Moving on to agenda changes, are there any agenda changes?
Nothing from staff.
Then we'll move on to non-agenda public comments. These are oral comments from the audience, in person or on Zoom. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. And these are comments concerning matters set for public hearing on this evening's agenda will be heard when the public hearing is called. So right now, it will be for non-agendized items. Are there any comments?
We have no speakers for the non-agenda portion.
Okay, so we'll move to the next item, to consent calendar. Item 4A, draft meeting minutes of May 12th. I understand there's one abstainment.
I abstain too.
Two abstainments. So do we have a quorum for that
yes.
one? We do?
Yes, you have a quorum with Ruiz and Hom abstaining.
Okay. And for May 27, I have to abstain because I wasn't here that day. And I understand Board Member Reese also is abstaining from that.
Vice President Ariza?
Yes.
There's a correction that needs to be made on the meeting minutes because you were listed both as present and as absent on the 27th.
On the 27th, okay.
I have to abstain for the 27th as well.
So there's three abstentions for the 27th, so we might not have a quorum.
So which is accurate? Were you present or were you absent on the 27th?
I was absent on the 27th.
Okay, okay. Right, okay, well, if the three of you abstain, then
we don't have
you don't have a quorum of the remaining members.
Yeah, you can't take action then on the 27th, but you can take action on the 12th.
Okay. Is there a motion for the draft meeting minutes on the 12th?
We need to offer public comments.
Oh. Is there any public comment on the draft meeting minutes for May 12th?
No comments.
Do we have a motion?
I just have a comment. I see on both the May 12th and May 27th meeting minutes on number 3 that Kurt Peterson appears to have made the same comment in both meetings, but I think he was only at one meeting where he made the comment about no right turn on red on Epizodo Way. I'm pretty sure that was the case, unless he showed up to both meetings and did that, but I think it was just one.
Yeah, that was May 12th.
My only correction. And I forget which meeting that was, but I think it was the last one, so it would be May 27th. So I would strike the one on May 12th.
I think it was the 12th because I wasn't here for the 27th, but I was here for that comment.
And you remember. Okay. Yeah. So it was the 12th.
Well, I wasn't here on the 27th. So yeah. And he would, he definitely made. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're not going to vote on the 27th. So I'll have two corrections for that one next time.
Okay. Well, I will move to approve the agenda for our minutes for May 12th then.
Second.
So So all those in favor, say aye.
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 Then there's two abstentions?
Yes.
Abstain.
Okay. So we can move to the regular agenda items. Item 5A. It's a motion to approve the use permit amendment on 1310 Central Avenue. Do we have a presentation?
We do. Thank you, Vice President Ariza and members of the Planning Board. My name is Brian McGuire, Planner 2, here to present item 5A, which is an application for a use permit amendment for the gas station, the mobile gas station at 1310 Central Avenue at the intersection with Encinal and Sherman Street. Just to give a preview of the staff recommendation, first I'd like to highlight a typo that was in the staff report. My apologies on the existing hours of operation. I believe it said 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, the correct time, and is reflected in the resolution accurately, is 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. The proposed staff recommendation in the draft resolution would allow some additional hours of operation for the gas station use, and as well as instead of limiting them to the current automotive related goods only, to allow the sale of some additional convenience related items while prohibiting alcohol, tobacco, nicotine related products. To be clear, there's no change proposed in the staff report and the resolution for the auto repair use, which is co-located and operated by as a separate business than the gas station. So those hours of operation that have been in place for many years are proposed to remain the same. Just a little history on the zoning of the site here at this little triangle parcel here with the star. The gas station's been in operation, we believe, at least since 1950, give or take, potentially longer. When the original zoning ordinance was adopted in 1958, this property was zoned as a commercial district, and there were no limitation on the hours of operation at that time. Around 1974, the property was rezoned to the current R4 residential use for the underlying zone. Over the subsequent decades, there have been various applications and amendments proposed and appeals heard. With the first limitation on hours of operation introduced in 1992. Just for context here, you can see the site is a couple parcels away from the adjacent, I believe we call this the, I don't know if it's the Benton Street Station or the Encinal Station, which was the neighborhood commercial district that grew up around the old streetcar line that ran down Encinal. Non-conforming uses are governed by the Alameda Municipal Code, so the relevant portion sort of governing this application tonight is AMC 30-20.2, which says that a non-conforming use, upon approval of a use permit, may be changed to another non-conforming use of the same or more restricted use classification. So the proposal tonight proposes no structural alterations within the same use classification, a gas service station, and a modification of the conditions of approval. The application comes with a context that there's the gas station has seen a pretty significant long-term decline in annual gallons of fuel sold at the site. Any number of potential reasons for why that's the case that I think we could all be familiar with. Like any business, gas station operates in a competitive marketplace. You can see them sort of the only gas station sort of centrally located on the island with stations along sort of the two main commercial corridors, Webster and Park Street. Without exception, though we couldn't verify the hours of the Marathon, former 76 station on the corner here with Lincoln and Park, every other station has significantly longer hours of operation, with many of them operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Exhibit 2, your draft resolution before you, asks you to make a number of findings required to approve the use permit amendment. as well as under CEQA to find that the project is categorically exempt from additional environmental review. Again, our recommendation is for you to hold a public hearing, find the project exempt from further CEQA review, make the required use permit findings, and approve the project with conditions. The board has wide discretion here. You can approve the staff recommendation embodied in the draft resolution. You could make some changes to the proposed conditions of approval in that resolution and approve, or you could deny that application, and we would ask you to state the reasons for a denial if the board were to go in that direction. I'm available to answer any questions. Otherwise, the owner, the applicant and operator, Case Ahmed, would like to address the board before you proceed as well.
Thank you for the presentation. Are there any public comments? Do we move to public comments now, or do we have the applicant do their presentation first?
I think we could have maybe, I would suggest having the applicant go ahead and address the board, and then if the board has any clarifying questions before you open the public hearing for the speakers.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Case Ahmed, and thank you for your time. I'm trying to run this business gas station to open more hours because I'm struggling to get pay the rent and pay the taxes. That's the reason I need to open more hours. And the second thing, I have a lot of my customers coming to me, and they're mad at me because I'm closing early on Saturday and closing on Sunday. They put the blame on me most of the time, and they're having weekends off, and they want gas. And I'm trying to open it for the customers. And most of the time, I have them to sign. I have 300 customers. All of them sign, and they left their phone numbers. And they're happy for me to open on the weekend and more hours on the weekdays. And I have 12 neighbor right in front of the gas station that agree for me to open, and they sign, and they put their phone numbers and address. And they came to me in the last 3 days and telling me, if we don't show up, that means we're not against of you to open more hours. We're happy for you, and we support you. Most of the neighbors super nice, very good neighborhood. And I'm trying to work out with everybody to make the area clean by the gas station to make good community. And I have no issue at all with nobody. Everybody is nice. And the only thing I need to have more hours for my business to pay the rent and pay the taxes, fine. I'm very struggling. That's the reason I try to extend my hours. And I hope we win on this one. That's all I have to say. And hopefully you guys give it to us. I thank you for your time too.
Thank you for speaking to the board, Mr. Ahmed. Are there any questions from the board? Board Member Holm?
Yeah, thank you for the presentation, staff, and for the applicant for making their statement. Just a couple of questions for staff. You mentioned the non-conforming use ordinance address, you know, structural changes, expansions, and also change of use. What does it address? Intensification of use and existing use?
The municipal code, and I'm happy to defer to the city attorney's office for further, speaks to the same use classification. And so our analysis would show that it's a similar use classification. I think there's also, you know, if you were looking at it from an intensification point of view, the precipitous decline over the last decade in the annual sales, gallons sold, would be a potential argument to say that the additional hours of operation is unlikely to change, to constitute an intensification over the historic use of the property, based on sort of the typical amount of business that was being conducted there.
Okay. So you're saying based on the projection of lower sales, the extended hours does not represent an intensification of use? Is that staff conclusion?
If Yeah, the resolution doesn't, the language in the municipal code doesn't frame the question quite like that, but I think we would be comfortable with that, that type of analysis.
And then the other question I have, you mentioned that there's a number of other gas stations in town that have later hours, say 12 or so. Are there any other gas stations that are also non-conforming uses?
I don't believe any of them are non-conforming uses. I think some of them may have non-conforming hours of operation that are sort of existing legal non-conforming. Any of the service stations that would be non-conform, any of the other stations that would be non-conforming today would probably be some of the sort of blighted, empty former service stations that are no longer in operation.
Okay.
Although, you know, depending on where they're located, so, they may not,
I guess,
may not apply.
For clarification, so the existing gas station operation, all of them are located in a zone where they can be permitted?
I believe that's correct.
Okay, all right, thank you.
If I may, Steve Buckley, planning manager, I would clarify they all require a use permit in those zoning districts, though. So some of them may not have the required use permit because they predated that requirement.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, I guess my main question is the base district they're locating in could potentially allow the use either permitted or a conditional use permit.
Yes, that's
correct.
So
that's different from this situation.
That's correct.
Just want to
make
sure I understood that.
If I could just add one more just point of information is the adjacent neighborhood commercial district that is a C1 district, and that district similarly would, if this property were in that district, from a zoning point of view, would also be a conditionally permitted use.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Has there been any discussion by staff about possibly entertaining a rezoning of this parcel?
I think it's a potential option. I think we saw this as there's the existing policy for the non-conforming use as well as the general plan policies gave us enough of a framework to bring this application as a use permit amendment as opposed to pursuing a rezoning application, which would be a more costly and lengthy process.
Okay.
But the sort of the policy question before the board or the council is effectively sort of the same compatibility type issues. And so we didn't see a big difference on from a process point of view of which was better.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions? Or Member Wong?
The applicant, Mr. Ahmed, referenced a packet of signatures. It was a question of whether the applicant wanted to submit that into the public record. Okay, that's forthcoming, okay.
Any other questions? So we can move to public comment. Are there any speakers?
Yes, so far I have two speakers in person, and if anyone on Zoom wants to raise your hand, if you're on a phone, I believe it's *9 to raise your hand. First speaker, I believe it's Mariluis Krubnik.
Hi, my name is Mariluis Krubnik. I'm living across the gas station, and they're nice people. I understand the problem is the business, but also is conflict of interest. So I was walking around all the neighbors around just a block, and I got 15 people sign it. And because only the 1 week in advance, we only had 1 week, many people didn't even get to talk to them. And if we're talking about 300 people signing, where they're not living even two blocks from that gas station, I don't think that should be countable in the first place. Also, the other thing, there's been a long battle between all the neighborhood with not just this gas station, but also used to be two other gas stations, Chevron and some others. And according to Patricia, my neighbor from 1307, when the applicant last time put in the application, he withdrew because according to the information that I got, I got so many people sign. And he withdrew because that's what been told then he was going to lose anyway. So that's what I've been told. I'm not sure if that's the truth. Secondly, what Patricia told me, then if the gas stations to be able to sell food and beverages, which I don't mind, needs to be changed the zoning from the residential to commercial. I'm not sure if that's true. That's what I heard. So this is the other issue that I see with. Also, if we're talking about opening the gas station at early morning, 6 a.m., we can imagine the people coming through, open the windows, put the loud music, pump the gas for 5-10 minutes. It's basically a residential neighborhood surrounded by the resident houses. Same thing about 10 p.m. Even if you're looking about Saturdays and Sundays, I mean, just people want to take the rest after the whole working hard weekend. I mean, week. So that's the way what I'm looking for. And not even mention how that would affect the property values. Because if you're looking at the neighborhood where somebody gonna come to buy the house over the weekend in the open house, looking at the gas station, said, no, I'm not gonna offer this, I'm gonna offer $100,000 less. And that's what makes common sense. So I guess that's only what I wanna say. I mean, they are nice people, I understand they wanna run business.
Thank you. Thank you. That was 3 minutes. Thank you for your comment.
Thank you.
Next speaker is Leland Price.
Good evening. My name is Leland Price. I live 1304 Morton, just half a block from the gas station in question. It's a quiet neighborhood, home to Franklin Park and Franklin Elementary. I'm firmly against any changes to the current hours of operation of this service station. It's completely inappropriate for the neighborhood. As the notice letter states, this is a neighborhood zone for medium density residential. The operating hours currently set reflect consideration for the neighbors that are putting their kids to bed and winding down at nighttime or walking around the neighborhood on a Sunday morning. Here's a brief short video of the neighborhood at 9 p.m. It's, as you can see, it's a gas station surrounded by homes and a church. It's not a commercial area. It's not Park Street or Webster Street where you see other gas stations that are open late. People are at home, getting ready for bed. It's pretty dark out. The neighborhood, separate from this issue, is already dealing with a bar that's operating without the appropriate permits. It's affected, has attracted a lot of drunk and loud patrons that disturb the area at night. The police are called frequently. There are a lot of drunk drivers who go to and from the bar. This would create a second location for these patrons to go in the neighborhood at night to be noisy and drunk, buy snacks, and litter garbage in my backyard. I don't want more commercial traffic in an area that's zoned as residential. Cars playing loud music, gas pumps have a ad on TV, that, you know, the gas station TV that plays loudly when you're pumping gas, doors slamming. I don't want to hear more of that at 10 o'clock at night. I don't want light pollution in my living room. They'll come from neon and fluorescent floodlights that will be added to operate at night. Gas stations are an eyesore, and this would completely change the character of the neighborhood. I don't want more drunk drivers who speed down Encinal stopping to get gas late at night, endangering pedestrians who are walking the crosswalk on Sherman. We already have a neighborhood market two blocks away, which closes at 8:30. There's gas stations on Park and Webster, as I mentioned, 3 minutes away that are zoned for that activity if you need gas at night. There's no benefit to our neighborhood that comes with expanded hours, the night and weekend. I understand that the rent is what it is, and the gas station has less business, but ultimately that's up to the landlord charging rent, not the homeowners who own homes in those neighborhoods. This change will create a burden that the neighborhood will have to bear. There are no positives for the neighborhood. We have to deal with noise and litter from the convenience store, lower quality of life, which affects the value of our homes. Just so we can basically help ExxonMobil sell more gas, I don't know if that's part of the city plan, It seems bizarre to me that we're going to make that decision here today. When I first moved to this neighborhood 5 years ago, walking my dog at night around the gas station, I thought to myself how great it is to live in a city that prioritizes peace and quiet of families and community over the profits of commercial business. It's part of what makes Alameda a special place to live and attracts the kind of people that care about their neighborhood. I thank you for your time. Thank you for doing your job to protect residential neighborhoods.
Thank you, Mr. Price, for your comment. Are there other
comments? Next speaker is Kelly Bartz.
Good evening. My name is Kelly Bartz. I am the territory manager for Marathon Petroleum in Northern California. I oversee all of the dealer-operated sites. I've been in the industry since 1989. And I moved here about 6 years ago. I've been all over the Midwest with service stations. I work for British Petroleum, I work for Shell, and I was shocked to find out that I just took over a service station that operates 67 hours a week and is closed on Sundays. So I totally understand what these neighborhood individuals are saying. It is an absolutely beautiful neighborhood. But the point of a business is to be open and serve the customers in the community. The owners of the service station are clearly being restricted based on the hours of operation. Our typical leases in the whole United States are 18 hours a day times 7 days a week. So we're looking at typically about 126 hours a week is what a service station operates for a business owner. They usually have bays, they might have C-stores, they might have car washes. I don't know how in the world they're supposed to make any money with no C stores. When's the last time? I've never been in a service station without a convenience store or a snack shop. There's no operation for any profit, and all they have is gas. They don't actually run the bays, but this isn't about the bays. This is about serving the customers who drive by there. Not everybody who is a customer actually lives within two blocks of there. Most people come in from 2 to 3 miles away, and they stop by as they're going by. These entity owners have been there for about 2.5, 3 years, and I gotta tell you, they have made a significant improvement. Quays, I keep telling him I need to get him to a bigger service station because he has the highest standards I've probably ever seen as an owner. He goes out there and personally helps people. He won't accept tips. He cleans the place, he paints it, and he takes pride. And that, nowadays, is pretty rare in a service station. I've been in this business for a long time, and you're not going to find anybody who's going to take better care of your neighborhood. So thank you. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Thank you, Mrs.
Bartz.
Pleasure
to meet you. And you have a beautiful city, so love it here. Thanks.
Thank you for your comment.
Okay, now we'll try to take our online speaker, phone number ending in 044. You should be able to unmute with *6. Caller, phone number ending in 044, can you unmute?
I'm trying. What do I do, please? I'm not real familiar with all this.
We can hear you.
You can hear me. Okay. Hello, Planning Board of City of Alameda. Thank you for your time regarding this issue. I'm Carol Bradmeyer. I live 1.5 blocks south of this gas station, and I've been a member of this part of Alameda since 1996. I'd like to say I come and go all kind of different hours from taking my grandkids home to Oakland or whatever, and there's never a lot of commotion around here. I really don't think some added hours would make a difference with a few people getting gas. Another highly, highly point of this station is the manager, Casey, and Maggie, and Grace, and Philip. They're all fantastic employees. It's the only gas station I've ever seen in my 80 years that has a disabled, help the disabled plaque outside of their gas station, which they not only have the plaque there, they honor it, okay? I personally have mobility challenges. Before I can hardly look up, one of those people are there to help me get my gas. They watch the monitor inside. I don't even ever hear any music there. Period, let alone loud music. So I don't know where this thought is coming from. And I just feel that this is a great proposal. I really hope the community or the board or whoever will consider it. and not give too much thought to a lot of negativity, in my opinion, that was presented. Everybody's entitled to their own view, but I don't see any of this happening. And the place is spotlessly clean. There's beautiful plants. Sometimes at Christmas time, Casey passes out chocolate to people or candles or whatever. He really, the customers are not just there because they're giving money. It's like a community with our gas station. And Brian has my info. Please share it, Brian, with anyone who would like any further comments from me. And thank you. And again, no disrespect mentioned to people who aren't for this. They are entitled to their opinion. I'm just saying from my perspective, I don't see any of these negative things happening or think they will. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your comments.
Okay, we'll come back in person. Two more speakers, Fuad Al Kaulani.
Hi guys, thank you for your time. I'm one of Barnard Sarkaisi. I just want to add something about if you guys worry about people come nighttime and they drunk and they came and did the music party. So Mr. Brian know and that since we closed the store, we shut down the whole dispenser. Nobody can use it, the bombs, until the other day, the morning, so when the business hour. Okay. That's what I need to add. Thank you so much.
Thank you for clarifying.
Okay, last speaker, Catherine Hallgarth.
Hello, good evening. I just want to stop by this evening and share with you that I really appreciate the service station. It's closer to it's Central Avenue, but it's closer to the West End. I work over at Coast Guard Island. When I come over the Green Bridge, I don't really feel safe, especially in the late evening, to get gas at some of the service stations along Park Street. And I appreciate coming down Central and even go out of my way to drive past there and get gasoline and stop, because on that particular intersection, it's kind of like a Y, if you can imagine, and it's residential around there. It feels safe. I don't see anyone walking around. I'm not worried about someone coming in the other side of my car. So it's a very nice place to stop to get gas. They also have air for my tires. I feel safe to get out of my car and put air in my tires there, even in the evening. It's a very clean gas station. It's well managed. And I would like to see it be able to be open till 10 o'clock at night. There are often times when I want to get gas later in the evening, and it is one of the few places I would stop to do that. So I wanted to share that, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your comment.
We have one more speaker slip, Dorota Krubnik.
Hi, thank you for your time. My name is Dorota Krubnik, and I live across the gas station. Since 1996 when I moved to this area. So when I moved 1996, the gas station was closed. It was not operation, nobody. And so we was waiting what's gonna happen. And finally the gas came and it was even shorter hours and slowly looks like for so many years, pushing and pushing and pushing for more and more. I like these people, very nice, nothing against. It's a nice, you know, always helpful and nice, but we pay rent, we pay taxes too, we struggle too. And I own the house, but it's hard for me to just live like only one family. So I need to rent and place to pay the taxes and expenses like we know, like everybody. So every renter's kind of they looking and they said, oh, you know, also complaining and they don't want to stay, they want to move. So many activity, the noise, it's, I already called many times to the police, they have a record. It was so many accidents, so many activity close to the gas station, like a nighttime, after, even, you know, like when the gas station is like operate, not operate. So it's like after not operation, like after, let's say, 8, 9, the people coming, they some activity going on, and they also, it's like we mentioned, it's a school. It's a Franklin School, which one is the, actually the location is like Encinal and Central. It's kind of like going to the Trillion. And so when the children and cars moving fast, it's going so many accidents. And when I look at through the window, I kind of what's happened, what's going on. And really the quality life, I understand business is also very important, but I think we also, we're living in this neighborhood so many years. We love Alameda, it's a beautiful place. Everybody loves it, it's nice and cozy, but we need to respect, I think, each other. And I feel like, you know, supposed to be, we give already so many hours extra from the beginning, from the year when they open. It was, I believe, so it was 1997 or 8, something, I don't remember exactly. So they kind of always asking more and more, and I'm really worried about all the, you know, activity also, or the robbery, because also I see so much garbage on my front yard, which one I don't have before. I see some cans, I see some papers, some cigarettes, smell, and also, you know, it's so, it's kind of, it's really not, change a lot. The neighborhood change a lot, and I like to keep it at ease. We already give a lot, I feel, and it's supposed to be respect for each other. For thank you for your
thank
time.
You for your comments.
Okay, next speaker. I won't call it the last this time. Marguerite Jacques.
Thank you. I've worked at this gas station for a long time. There's been incidents where a mentally retarded person was having some kind of commotion on the pastor's lawn. And I noticed, and I ran to assist them, then called the police. We like our community. We watch out for each other. Being in this area, it's like a triangle, actually. The attendants there that are there, they watch out for everyone. I mean, my neighbors, we talk about plants and things like that. You know, it was just the person on the corner had someone living with them that was also mentally challenged. And he came over and, you know, destroyed some of our things. But, you know, he was also looked after with the courtesy of, you know, he's mentally ill. There are a lot of people of everything, just not I'm not sure what I was going to say, but I'm just saying that we're there to help, too. And when people are playing loud music, if they play loud music, which I don't care for either, you know, we'll let them know that you got to turn that down, you know. And those boxes that are on the pumps, they can be silenced to where you don't have to hear that. Everybody just wants to get their gas and go. You know, they just want to get their gas and then leave. A lot of people are school teachers from the hospitals and from the Chabot College, Alameda College come in. And that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Next speaker, David Seiden.
Hello, my name is David Seiden. I just wanted to point out how the gas station here serves the community very well. And I think in some ways, by having the hours open a little bit more, it might be safer for the community, for all the stuff that they do, that Casey does with watching over the place and just having that extra eyes there. It was, from what I can see with that station, it's beautifully ran, and the people there love it. They have customer appreciation week every day, or once a week, they lower the prices for the customers. They serve the disabled community, and I just think they're a great addition. And nowadays, with all these electric cars, I could see where it's very hard for a station to be able to survive, especially when they're limited with so few hours compared to other stations. And that's what I have to say. Thank you
for your comments.
That is our last speaker.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your comments. Now we'll open it for members of the board, the comments from the members of the board. Are there any comments? Board member Sue?
Thank you for all the public comment, presentation from staff. I appreciate it a lot. I just have one comment. I think it's more maybe of a recommendation at this point. Appreciate, you know, all the concerns, and obviously, you know, I think, you know, peace and quiet, especially in the evenings, is important. One way to kind of address this, the way I would kind of was thinking about it, right now they're open Monday through Friday from Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4, and closed on Sundays. I don't really have too much of an issue with them being open earlier. I feel like that's more of people getting up and going to work, you know, or going on a trip. They're just trying to kind of get their day going. So I'm not too concerned about, I guess, kind of noise at that point. Also, you know, people commuting, you know, Bay Area, there's traffic. So perhaps, you know, we can allow them to be open on Sundays. We can keep the earlier hours, but maybe we, you know, say they've got to be closed by 8 or something. You know, that is just a thought. I would personally support them being open to 10 and also 8 p.m. on Sundays. But if, you know, my fellow members feel like, you know, the quietness is a big thing and we want to address that, that could be one way. But that's just my comment for now. Thanks.
Thank you. Board Member Sue, are there any other comments? Board Member Reese.
Thank you. I just want to kind of comment along that line. I look up our city's noise ordinance for loading and unloading, and it is 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's that bracket that you're allowed to. So after 10 p.m., that's when noise ordinance for loading and unloading kicked in, and before 7 a.m. So just kind of, but I can actually support the extension as it is written.
Thank you. Thank you for that piece of information, Board Member Reese. Board Member Wong?
Can I ask a clarifying question of the applicant? Do the gas pumps currently, can we just confirm that they currently do play audio out loud?
You mean at the pump?
Yeah, at the pump.
We have some of them, some play the radio, some of them don't.
Okay.
But I will, if the customer want me to turn them off, definitely I will hire a technician to come and turn all of them off.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's helpful.
Absolutely. Thank
you. Generally, I think the comment that Board Member Ruiz made was helpful. I support the expansion of the permit hours. But also understand that gas stations are kind of a tricky thing in residential neighborhoods. Understand when folks feel that they are eyesores. But gotta say, you know, a derelict gas station is much more of an eyesore, I think, than an operational gas station. So I do think there is a point to be made when the owner and the operator has demonstrated good faith with the community that, you know, having that operator be able to continue their operation. I think we heard some complaints about things that happen after hours at the gas station. I do tend to agree that the more that you have eyes on the street, the less of that kind of stuff should be happening theoretically. So I think I'll end my comment there.
Thank you, Board Member Wong. Any other comments? Board Member Holm?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the board's comment. I also appreciate that the applicant seems to be doing a very responsible job operating their station, and it's really challenging given the current, you know, environment with gas. But I'm also sympathetic to the fact that this is a legal non-conforming use. And that makes it different from other gas stations, in my mind, from a land use regulation standpoint. So I'm debating on, I believe the hours should be extended because they're pretty restrictive, and to close at 4 o'clock is, a lot of retail stores close at six or so. So I support extending the hours. I think I'm more inclined to say allow, the closure at 8 o'clock rather than 10. I think that's being somewhat respectful of the neighbors because 8 o'clock is still relatively early. I also support opening. I don't know why originally there was a restriction against operating the gas station on Sundays. So I support, having the, maybe it's not 7 o'clock, maybe it's 9 to 8 on Saturday and Sunday, given that people are trying to sleep in on Saturdays. Oh, okay. So I think the public hearing is closed, right? But it's up to the chair.
Well, let's wait until.
Yeah. Anyway, just a conclusion. I would tend to say 8 o'clock would be a reasonable time. That's a good compromise that allows for quite a bit of extended hours, plus opening on Sundays, but respecting the peace and quiet of the neighbors and having the hours, the gas station in at 8 o'clock.
Board Member Hom, if I may, just to clarify, I just want to make sure my typo in the original staff report didn't affect the discussion here. The existing hours for Monday through Friday are 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. The staff report erroneously said 4 p.m. on weekdays as well as Saturdays, but the 4 p.m. is only on Saturdays right now. Otherwise, Monday through Friday is currently permitted to go till 8 p.m. Okay. Just wanted to add that clarification.
I guess my feeling is 8 p.m., but opening on Sundays and opening earlier in the morning. I can see the morning being important, for commuters.
Thank you, Board Member Hom. Does the applicant want to add any clarification? Okay.
Just to answer regarding the radio for that one, it's not really loud. But if I have complaint from customer, I will definitely shut it off. I will hire a technician, shut it off. I have a church next to me. Her name is Jessica, super nice people. And Stephanie, both of them, those two ladies, they always come to me and told me, we like to support you. And they're welcome to park their car too inside the gas station. I make the parking for them, 10 to 15 cars, they're welcome to come in the weekend, anytime. So I have no issue with the church. The church super nice. Even the people go to church, they know me, they are excellent people. That's all I wanna mention, something about the church. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification. Are there any other comments from the members of the board?
Can I just make one quick comment?
I think we've closed public comments.
I have control. We can make the delivery trucks not deliver gas at night, so that doesn't bother the neighborhood.
Okay. I think we can now consider if we might want to approve with conditions or change it in any way, the resolution. What I hear is that if there are ads when the gas or noise when the gas is pumped, one of the conditions would be that they are silenced. I hear that perhaps some of us are willing to approve to be open until 10 p.m., which matches the loading and unloading hours, but other members of the board don't feel the same way, and they would like it to stay at 8 p.m., so not allow the extension of the hours, correct? Because currently they are open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. during the week. So the extension, the proposed extension would be 6 a.m. earlier and 2:10 p.m. And then also to sell packaged foods and non-alcoholic beverages in the existing store. I don't think that there's been anyone against that part of the resolution.
I heard that
No, no, I'm sorry, but we've closed the public comment. The resolution is very clear. There is no sale of alcoholic beverages.
Maybe we could ask the city attorney to clarify whether a rezoning is necessary to sell retail goods.
Oh, no, the original gas station that became a legal non-conforming use, the way we consider that use is that the retail is sort of an auxiliary component to that non-conforming use, and so it would be permitted. Over the years, there's been a recognition that it is part of the conditional use that was authorized by the permit, and there are some existing conditions that regulate what can be sold there.
Okay, so basically you don't have to rezone in order to sell retail goods in this residential
district. As long as the retail goods fall under that convenience store rubric, if it were to expand so that 90% of the use constituted a retail store, then you would need a rezoning.
Okay, thanks for clarifying. I just thought for a member of the audience, it would be beneficial.
Thank you. Thank you, Board Member Hahn, for asking for that clarification. So at this point, I'm going to ask if there is a motion to approve the resolution either with conditions or as it is.
I'd be happy to move. So I would move to approve the resolution as it is plus a condition to silence the videos that accompany the pumps.
I second.
So we'll vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any?
No.
Against? Any abstentions? Any against? Okay. One against, four. So the resolution, four.
Five.
For the resolution, sorry. So the resolution passes with the condition of silencing the ads and the noise of the pumps at all times.
Thank you. We'll add that condition to the resolution. The planning board decision is final unless appealed or called for review within 10 days to the city council.
Thank you. We'll move to staff communications, item 6A. Planning,
yes.
Building and transportation, recent actions and decisions.
The agenda packet has a list of two recent actions for tree removal permits under 6A. And under 6B, I just wanted to give you a heads up about the next agenda items. On June 23rd, we'll be bringing the Aquatic Center to you. And on July 28th, I expect to have a residential project at Mariner Square coming to you, and possibly short-term rentals.
That is July what?
July 28th.
28th, okay. And so those were items 6A and 6B. Are there any public comments on these items?
No speakers.
Do we need to do any comments from the board or questions from the board on these items? Do we need a motion for these? No.
No, these are just communications.
So we move to item 7, board communications. Are there any communications from the board? We move to item 8, non-agenda public comment. Anyone may speak for 3 minutes regarding any matter not on the agenda.
We have no speakers.
There are no speakers. So with that, we adjourn the meeting for today. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.